And then you might say, this is an imitation maple syrup. It's
real.
Okay, maple another syrup. Word begins with gen.
Genuine.
Mm-hmm. So this is an imitation maple syrup. It's
genuine maple syrup.
Okay. What do you call the sweet spread that you make by boiling sugar and fruit together? Well, not that you ever make any. You usually buy it in the store and you spread it on toast.
Jelly.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother makes it.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
Out of what?
Preserves.
Does she have some
different kinds of fruit? No, she don't have anything growing.
But she buys it in cans? Oh.
She buys the fruit, I guess, and then... I don't know. I don't even know what she put in it to make it, but she makes it.
I don't know either. My mother makes them sometimes. I've never watched her. Okay, what do you call the stuff on the table that you use to season food with?
Salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm. If there's some apples and a child wants one, he says,
give me one.
Alright.
Give me an apple.
Yeah, thanks. Alright, you might say, well, it wasn't these boys. It must have been one of...
those boys.
Okay. If you're pointing to a tree or something way off, you might point and say, it's...
over there?
Mm-hmm. Don't do it that way. Do it...
this way.
Alright. If a man's rich, he doesn't have to... If a man's rich, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but life sure is hard on a man. It's like opposites.
What?
Okay, life is easy. If a man's rich, life is easy.
If a man's poor, life's hard.
Well, but life sure is hard on a man.
Who's poor?
Yeah. Thanks. Okay. What do you call, if you have a lot of peach trees in straight lines, you know, growing up to sell them. What's that called? Whole group of these trees together.
I don't know.
It's usually called by the fruit, like it's a peach. Not grove, but it's another word for it. Have you ever heard of orchard?
Yeah.
Would you say it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't say the word.
Oh, orchard.
That's okay. Let's say, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Who was rich?
Well, his father.
Say the sentence again.
Okay. When I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Who was poor?
No, not rich, but not the boy himself. His father was rich. So you'd say, next door there was a boy.
Who was rich?
But we're talking about his father.
Wait a minute, I say that. I don't get that sentence.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm checking. When I was a boy, when I was a girl, my father was poor.
Your father was poor.
Yes. But next door was a girl. I want you to use rich, but I want you to tell me about her father, not about her herself.
Next door was a girl, and her father was rich.
Okay, that's close. I want you to say the girl whose father was rich. Or however you'd say it.
That's how I would say it. That's the way I say it.
Okay. What do you call the part inside a cherry that you don't eat?
Inside of a cherry?
Behind the little hard thing.
I don't know if there was anything inside a cherry.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm thinking about the cherries you buy in the store.
Yeah, they usually take those out. Things out. But, well, how about the thing inside a peach?
It's, seed.
Mm-hmm. And might you call the thing inside a cherry a seed? Or a pit?
Pit. If it's real small, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, there are